Democratic Congressmember Gerald Nadler of New York joins us now from Capitol Hill. He's the chair of the Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties. Congressmember Nadler, I wanted to switch gears and ask you about Tanner, the chief of the Voting Rights Section of the Department of Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department, who admitted earlier this month that elderly voters might be disenfranchised by new restrictive voter ID laws. John Tanner made the comment at the National Latino Congress. Tanner went on to say white elderly voters would be harmed most by the voter ID laws because most minorities die before becoming elderly.
Of course, that also ties in to the racial aspect because our society is such that minorities don't become elderly the way white people do. They die first. There are inequities in health care. There are a variety of inequities in this country. And so anything that disproportionately impacts the elderly has the opposite impact on minorities. Just the math is such as that.
This was videotaped and shown on Brad blog. The comments prompted a letter from Barack Obama to the acting attorney general calling for Tanner's immediate dismissal. You were asking questions about him before he was even elevated to head the Civil Rights Division. What are you calling for now?
Well, he should certainly be fired, obviously. Obviously, someone who has such prejudices has no business heading the voting rights section or any other branch of the government, or and certainly not being on the federal voting commission, which is supposed to enforce our election laws and our voting rights laws. Now, Mr. Tanner, as head of the voting rights section, perverted the Justice Department, or he and a few others perverted the Justice Department from seeking to protect people's civil rights and the right to vote to seeking deliberately, I believe, and I think a number of reports have shown this, to use the Justice Department to disenfranchise people likely to vote Democratic, specifically minorities and more elderly people. Now, here he's admitting that procedures that he sought to put into place would discriminate against elderly people in voting, would cause valid elderly voters not to be able to vote. That's against the law, and it's obviously also what should be against the policy of the United States government. But we know that the Bush administration has been using these voter ID cards, the fear of so far never demonstrated voter fraud, to put into place all sorts of new restrictions, voter ID cards, purge lists, and so forth, which we know have the effect of disproportionately disenfranchising legal elderly and minority but likely to vote Democratic voters.